This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Congressional Democrats, led by Colorado Representative Diana DeGette, want to ensure access to abortion pills. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
DeGette, co-chair of the Reproductive Freedom Caucus, and more than 250 other Democrats submitted a friend-of-the-court brief to ensure that mifepristone can remain prescribed through telehealth or sent through the mail, and not only be prescribed in person. DeGette says the drug has been proven safe and effective for more than 25 years, and that reinstating medically unnecessary restrictions will only make it harder for women to get access to care, especially in rural and underserved communities. The Supreme Court put a one-week hold on a lower court ruling about how the abortion pill can be prescribed. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Snow is falling right now across much of northeastern Colorado with a bullseye of heavy snow right around the foothills and mountains in Boulder and Larimer counties. Another push of cold and snow is still on the way overnight through tomorrow morning. 3 to 9 inches of snow could fall across Metro Denver by tomorrow. Because many trees have already leafed out, they'll be especially vulnerable to sagging and snapping overnight. To prevent tree damage, be sure to gently brush off snow from your branches as it accumulates. Road conditions, meanwhile, are getting worse, and they will continue to deteriorate overnight. COTrip.org has details. Meanwhile, today's game between the New York Mets and Colorado Rockies was postponed due to the inclement weather. The teams will make up today's game on Thursday at 1:10. But the Colorado Avalanche is back on the ice tonight for the NHL playoffs in Denver. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.